sight that pedestal tree grows, sing May, Queen May, sing Mary. Since he was born, it blooms and blows, sing, oh, good men for the newborn babe.
Welcome to the second annual New World Witchery Yuletide Seasonal Festival Extravaganza.
Second annual. That's amazing to me.
I know, especially when you realize that the second annual means that we're actually coming up on the beginning of our third year recording together. So,
crazy!
That's insane. As we did last year, we kind of wanted this year to put together something that would just give you kind of a spirit of the season. You know, there's the word Christmas is going to show up a few times, so if that bothers you, now is a good time to stop listening. But we're going to try and avoid making it crazy religious. Just kind of leave it fun and light and having, you know, stories about, you know, St. Nicholas, but not particularly, you know, a saintly St. Nicholas or, you know, having Santa Claus or, you know, just whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have to say, even though I'm, you know, I celebrate Christmas in really is
secular.
Thank you. Way, I love Christmas carols. Love them, and like, you know, even the ones that are like, "Oh, Jesus is our Lord, our Savior." I'm still belting it in the car. I love it.
Well, your favorite is Hark the Herald Angels Sing, isn't it?
No, I'd say that's like my third favorite. Third favorite? It's still a good one.
Yeah. So, but I mean, yeah, we're just kind of, you know, we're not going to put a whole lot of pressure on ourselves to find, you know, non-Christian alternatives because we're just into the spirit of the season and none of this is coming out of any place of malice. So we're going to just go with what we got.
Right.
Plus, it's really hard to find Christmas carols that don't use the word Christmas. I have looked, people. I have looked.
Unless anyway, you make up your own words.
If you do, yes. And you really don't want to hear us sing for an hour and a half.
No, you don't.
Oh, dear God, no. Anyway, so we'll have some songs, some stories, some poetry, some recipes. So hopefully this will be something you can put on in the background or, you know, when you've got a nice big Yule log blazing on the fire and a warm cup of eggnog and tequila in your hand, then you can just kind of relax and flip into a Christmas coma listening to New World Witchery. So, anyway, we'll jump back into some of the songs and music.
Our opening song was Down in Yon Forest by Lydia McCauley.
Up next we have In the Bleak Midwinter by Fugly, who we'll be hearing a lot from tonight, O Holy Night by the New Autonomous Folk Singers, and O Come, O Come, Emmanuel by Kat Yonke.
Rejoices, for yonder breaks
a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born.
Come, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to come, thou rod of Jesse, free thine own from Satan's tyranny. From depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to come, thou dayspring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadow put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to O Israel. O come, thou wisdom from on high, and order all things far and nigh. To us the path of knowledge show, and cause us in thy ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, desire of nations, bind all peoples in one heart and mind. Bid envy, strife, and quarrel cease. Fill the whole world with heaven's peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
And now a story for your holiday season. The Baker's Dozen, taken from Myths and Legends of Our Own Land by Charles M. Skinner, published in 1896. The Baker's Dozen. Baas Volkert Jan Putjesen van Amsterdam kept a bake shop in Albany, and lives in history as the man who invented New Year cakes and made gingerbread babies in the likeness of his own fat offspring. Good churchman though he was, the bane of his life was a fear of being bewitched, and perhaps it was to keep out evil spirits who might make one last effort to gain mastery over him, ere he turned to the customary leaf with the incoming year, that he had primed himself with an extra glass of spirits on the last night of 1654. His sales had been brisk, and as he sat in his little shop, meditating comfortably on the gains he would make when his harmless rivals, the Knickerbockers, or Bakers of Marbles, sent for their usual supply of ole cooks and mince pies on the morrow, he was startled by a sharp rap, and an ugly old woman entered. "Give me a dozen New Year's cookies," she cried in a shrill voice. "Well, then, you shouldn't need speak so loud. I ain't deaf, then." "A dozen," she screamed. "Give me a dozen. Here are only 12." "Well, then, a dozen is 12." "One more, I want a dozen." "Well, then, if you want another, go to the devil and get it." Did the hag take him at his word? She left the shop, and from that time it seemed as if poor Volkert was bewitched, indeed, for his cakes were stolen. His bread was so light that it went up the chimney, and when it was not so heavy that it fell through the oven. Invisible hands plucked bricks from that same oven and pelted him until he was blue. His wife became deaf, his children went unkempt, and his trade went elsewhere. Thrice the old woman reappeared, and each time she was sent anew to the devil. But at last, in despair, the baker called on St. Nicholas to come and advise him. His call was answered with startling quickness, for almost while he was making it, the venerable patron of Dutch feasts stood before him. The good soul advised the trembling man to be more generous in his dealings with fellows, and after a lecture on charity he vanished, when lo, the old woman was there in his place. She repeated her demand for one more cake, and Volkert Jan Petersen gave it, whereupon she exclaimed, "The spell is broken, and from this time a dozen is 13. Taking from the counter a gingerbread effigy of St. Nicholas, she made the astonished Dutchman lay his hand upon it and swear to give more liberal measure in the future. So, until 13 new states arose from the ruins of the colonies, when the shrewd Yankees restored the original measure, 13 made a baker's dozen.
And this is a poem by William Wordsworth. It's called Minstrels, a Christmas Poem. The minstrels played their Christmas tune tonight beneath my cottage eaves, while, smitten by a lofty moon, the encircling laurels thick with leaves gave back a rich and dazzling sheen that overpowered their natural green. Through hill and valley every breeze had sunk to rest with folded wings. Keen was the air, but could not freeze, nor check the music of the strings. So stout and hardy were the band that scraped the chords with strenuous hand, and who but listened till it was paid respect to every inmate's claim. The greeting given, the music played, in honor of each household name, duly pronounced with lusty call, a Merry Christmas wished to all.
Next up, we'll have a few folk songs. The first one is Round About Our Coal Fire by Shira Common, which will be followed by the Hebrew folk song Ma Navu by Kitka, and then also by Kitka, we'll have the Shedrik, or Ukrainian bell carol. Enjoy! Thank you. That was We Three Kings by Jennifer Avalon. And now, another Christmas poem.
Mistletoe by Walter de la Mare. Sitting under the mistletoe, pale green fairy mistletoe, one last candle burning low, all the sleepy dancers gone, just one candle burning on, Shadows lurking everywhere. Someone came and kissed me there. Tired I was, my head would go, nodding under the mistletoe. Pale green fairy mistletoe. No footsteps came, no voice, but only, just as I sat there, sleepy, lonely, stooped in the still and shadowy air, lips unseen, and kissed me there. So, this is my personal recipe for wassail, which I have made several times, and it is delicious.
Yummy.
So, okay, your ingredients are 2 quarts of apple juice, 2 1/4 cups of pineapple juice, 2 cups orange juice, 1 cup lemon juice, 1/2 cup of sugar, around a 3-inch stick of cinnamon, and 1 teaspoon of whole cloves. So you combine all the ingredients in a large pot and bring to a boil. You cover, reduce the heat, and simmer around 20 minutes. Then uncover and simmer an additional 20. Strain the cinnamon and the cloves from it, and then serve hot, and it yields around 3 quarts.
Delicious. Can you add rum to that?
I'm sure you could. I never have.
Fantastic.
But I bet you'd be delicious.
Wonderful.
Alcoholic, yeah.
Speaking of booze, let's have some more sailing tunes.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Here we come, O wassailing among the leaves so green. Here we come, O wandering so fair to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year. We are not daily beggars that beg from door to door, but we are neighbors' children whom you have seen before. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, and God send you a happy new year. Good master and good mistress, as you sit by the fire, pray think of us poor children who wander in the mire. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, and God send you a happy new year. Call up the butler of this house, put on his golden ring. Let him bring us a glass of beer, and better we shall sing. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, and God send you a happy new year. God bless the master of this house, likewise the mistress too, and all the little children that round the table go. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, and God send you a happy new year.
And so is the Lord. come down and let us come in.
Oh, lily, lily, white smock.
Please to come down and draw back the lock.
For it's
our wassail, jolly wassail. Joy come to our jolly wassail.
So well may they bloom,
so well may they bear, so we may have apples and cider next year.
Oh, master and mistress, so are you within.
Pray open the door and let us come in.
Oh, master and mistress, it is our desire.
A good loaf and cheese and a toast by the fire.
For it's
our wassail, jolly wassail. Joy come to our jolly wassail.
So well may they bloom,
so well may they bear, so we may have apples and cider next year.
There was an old farmer, and he had an old cow.
But for to milk her, he didn't know how.
He put his old cow into an old barn,
and a little more liquor won't do us no harm.
Harm me, boys, harm.
Harm me, boys, harm. And a little more liquor won't do us no harm.
So well may they bloom,
so well may they bear, so we may have apples and cider next year.
For it's
our wassail, jolly wassail. Joy come to our jolly wassail. Oh, the ringles and the tingles and the tenor of the song goes merry.
Bring us in good ale. for therein is no grain.
But bring us in good ale, bring us in good ale. For our blessed lady's sake, bring us in good ale.
Alright, so there for your drinking and holiday festivity pleasure, we had sort of four wassail songs. The first one was called The Wassail Song, also known as the Yorkshire Wassail, from Jim Goodrich. That was followed by the Somerset Wassail from the Pagan Carolers, who you may remember from last year's holiday special. And that was followed by the Apple Tree Wassail by Shira Common. And finally in that set we had Bring Us In Good Ale by Lydia McCauley. All right, and I think up next we've got a little more holiday poetry.
And this next poem is from Mother Goose, actually. It's called When the Snow is on the Ground. The little robin grieves when the snow is on the ground, for the trees have no leaves, and no berries can be found. The air is cold, the worms are hid. For robin here, what can be done? Let's strew around some crumbs of bread, and then he'll live till snow is gone.
Old Santa Claus by Clement Clark Moore. Old Santa Claus, with much delight, his reindeer drives this frosty night o'er chimney tops and tracks of snow to bring his yearly gifts to you. The steady friend of virtuous youth, the friend of duty and of truth, each Christmas Eve he joys to come where love and peace have made their home. Through many houses he has been, and various beds and stockings seen. Some white as snow and neatly mended, others that seemed for pigs intended. Where'er I found good girls or boys that hated quarrel, strife, and noise, I left an apple, or a tart, or a wooded gun, or painted cart. To some I gave a pretty doll, to some a peg-top or a ball. No crackers, cannons, squibs, or rockets to blow up their eyes or their pockets. No drums to stun their mother's ear, no swords to make their sisters fear, but pretty books to store their mind with knowledge of each various kind. But where I found the children naughty, in manners rude, in temper haughty, thankless to parents, liars, swearers, boxers, or cheats, or base tale-bearers, I left a long black birchen rod, such as the dread command of God directs a parent's hand to use, when virtue's path his sons refuse. All right, and next up, we're going to move away from the more traditional type material that we usually do and play just two, three songs with a little more of a modern flair, a little more modern flavor. Sort of a silly sound in some cases, but hopefully they'll give you a little bit of merriment for the season. So enjoy. We've got Mano Reza, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, followed by Serena Matthews' Jolly Old St. Nicholas. And finishing out the set is a song by someone who goes just by Gary, entitled The Friendly Beasts. Hope you like them.
This is a story by S.E. Schlosser called A Christmas Gift, a Florida folktale. A ways down south, an old custom dictates that if someone comes up to you on Christmas Day and says, "Christmas gift," before y'all do, why, y'all are obliged to give that person a present. Mind you, the custom does not say what sort of present y'all should give. But those of us who hail from the south consider ourselves to be gentlefolk. The gifts given and received in this manner are good enough to keep the custom alive and well. Now, this is not to say that this custom does not have its drawbacks. Why, the devil himself caught a hold of the eastern coast of Florida in this manner. The devil, being a canny fellow, knew that God was walking about Florida one Christmas day, so he hid himself behind a stump. When the Lord came strolling by, the devil jumped out real fast and said, "Christmas gift!" And the Lord, being as fine a southern gentleman as you could meet, held up to his end of the custom and told the devil, "You can have the east coast," and continued his stroll. So now the devil plays his hurricane games with the east coast of Florida whenever it pleases him.
Ceremonies for Christmas. by Robert Herrick. Come bring with a noise, my merry, merry boys, the Christmas log to the firing, while my good dame she bids ye all be free and drink to your heart's desiring. With the last year's brand, light the new block, and for good sustenance spending, on your psalteries play that sweet luck may come while the log is attending. Drink now the strong beer, cut the white loaf here, the while the meat is a-shredding, for the rare mince pie and the plums stand by to fill the paste that's a-kneading. I have here my recipe for Danish yodokai, which are Jewish cookies, according to my mother's note. It says, place in a bowl 2 cups of flour, 1 cup of butter, 3/4 cup of sugar, 1 egg, and half a teaspoon of baker's ammonia. Mix with hands, knead, roll thin after chilling. Brush with egg white slightly beaten. Dip in a mixture of sugar, cinnamon, and ground almonds. Bake in a 350-degree oven until just a delicate brown. And now here's my mother's, my family's recipe for Danish vanilla rings, which we always made around the holidays. Place in a bowl 3 cups of flour, 3 sticks of butter, 1 cup of sugar, 1 teaspoon of baker's ammonia, 1 egg, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 cup of ground almonds, and 1/2 teaspoon of almond flavoring. Mix with your hands and knead and chill, and use a cookie press. If you've never used a cookie press, it's sort of like a caulking gun with a decorative shape at the end of it. And you use it to make these little sort of ridged rings on the cookie sheet in sort of O shapes, and then you bake those in a 350-degree oven until golden brown. Not quite golden brown, slightly brown. I have a footnote from my mother here that says, baker's ammonia may be bought at a drugstore in either powdered or crystal form. If the latter, it must be crushed. It is used in many Danish recipes. And she goes on to say, all the Danish recipes are authentic, for they came direct from the niece of the royal baker of Denmark. Kneading the dough gives it a different flavor and texture.
Pretty cool.
I know, a little bit of family folklore that sort of surfaced in this episode. That's fun. I have no idea if these are actually the royal family of Denmark's recipes or not, but if they are, cheers. Enjoy. Alright, so now more music and stories and other Yuletide fun.
Drum, Robin, take your flute and come. When we hear the music play, tooralooralu, patapatapan. When we hear the music play, Noel, Noel, we say. Long ago was born a king, to him we now do sing. Play your music sweet and clear, tooralooralu, patapatapan. Play your music sweet and clear, sounding Noel's of good cheer. He was born on Christmas Day, celebrate with us, come play. Let the music sound again, tooralooralu, patapatapan. Let the music sound again, Merry Christmas to all men.
Thank you. Said Milner to Mulder.
Oh, we may not tell you, said Pestle to Foes.
We're off to the woods, said John the Red Nose.
We're off to the woods, said John the Red Nose.
And what we'll do there then, said Milner to Mulder.
Oh, we may not tell you, said Pestle to Foes.
We'll shoot the Cutty Wren, said John the Red Nose.
We'll shoot the Cutty Wren, said John.
And how will you shoot her, said Milner to Mulder.
Oh, we may not tell you, said Pestle to Foes.
With bows and with arrows, said John the Red Nose.
With bows and with arrows, said John the Red Nose.
Oh, that will not do then, said Milner to Mulder.
Oh, what will do then, said Pestle to Foes.
Great guns and great cannons, said John the Red Nose.
And great cannon, said John the Red Nose.
And how will you fetch her home, said Milner to Mulder.
Oh, we may not tell you, said Pestle to Foes.
On four strong men's shoulders, said John the Red Nose.
On four strong men's shoulders, said John the Red Nose.
Oh, that will not do then, said Milner to Mulder.
Oh, what will do then, said Pestle to Foes.
Great cart carts and great wagons, said John the Red Nose.
Great carts and great wagons, said John the Red Nose.
And how will you put her up, said Milner to Mulder?
Oh, we may not tell you, said the soul to foes.
With knives and with forks, said John the Red Nose.
With knives and with forks, said John the Red Nose.
Oh, that will not do, then, said Milner to Mulder.
Oh, what will do then, said Thistle to foes.
Great hatchets and cleavers, said John the Red Nose.
Great hatchets and cleavers, said John the Red Nose.
Oh, how will you boil her, said Milner to Mulder.
Oh, we may not tell you, said Thistle to foes.
In pots and in kettles, said John the Red Nose.
In pots and in kettles, said John the Red Nose.
Oh, that will not do, then, said Milner to Mulder.
Oh, what will do then, said Thistle to foes.
Great pans and great cauldrons, said John the Red Nose.
Great pans and great cauldrons, said John the Red Nose.
And who'll get the spare ribs, said Milner to Mulder.
Oh, we may not tell you, said Thistle to foes.
We'll give them all to the poor, said John the Red Nose.
We'll give them all to the poor, said John the Red Nose.
All right, so moving back into a slightly more old-school sound. We were listening there to Patapan by Foo Lee. It was the first song you heard, followed by God Rest You Merry Gentlemen by Chance's End, followed by Fum Fum Fum, also by Foo Lee. And then rounding out that set was Cuddy Wren by Shira Common. And now I'll be reading you our last poem for the evening. This one is called Noel by Ann Porter. When snow is shaken from the balsam trees and they're cut down and brought into our houses, when clustered sparks of many-colored fire appear at night in ordinary windows, we hear and sing the customary carols. They bring us ragged miracles and hay and candles and flowering weeds of poetry that are loved all the more because they are so common. But there are carols that carry phrases of the haunting music of the other world, a music wild and dangerous as a prophet's message, or the fresh truth of children, who, though they come to us from our own bodies, are altogether new with their small limbs and bird-like voices. They look at us with their clear eyes and ask the piercing questions God alone can answer.
We've come to our final set for the evening. We hope you've enjoyed our Yuletide special, and it's brought you a little cheer. As always, feel free to write to us with your holiday lore, memories, traditions, and greetings at compassandkey@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on our website, which is www.newworldwitchery.com. Or you can follow us on Twitter at NWWitchery. That's at NWWITCHERY.
For our last songs, we have a traditional German and English favorite.
We'll follow that up with one of our favorites from last year. First, you'll hear Silent Night, or Stille Nacht, by Cameron Tyler. And that will be followed by Da Day Dawn, by Samantha Gilogli. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a blessed Yule and a happy holiday season. Be well.
Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, alles schläft, einsam wacht, nur das traute, hoch heilige Paar.
Sing. Malika.
Malika. I can't do it. It's too funny to me.